Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you.
I'm here today with Antonio Snell. Antonio Snell has an amazing story that needs to be heard across the world or in our country. It's amazing how he had had a very interesting roller coaster ride. So Antonio, I see in high school, you didn't go straight to college. You ended up working in the grocery store, correct? Let's talk about that.
Yes, sir. Coming straight out of high school, really didn't have, you know, too many offers as far as college goes to play ball, anything like that. I had maybe one, like, to go to Huntington Division III, but it's more academically, you know, based rather than athletic scholarships, but kind of turned away from it, being, you know, funds purposes, you know, the grants and tuition and all that good stuff. But I decided, stay home, go to the grocery store, work there, help my mom, you know, with bills, anything like that. Piggly Wiggly grocery store to be exact. So that's pretty much how that went. Just straight out of high school, straight to work.
How did it feel? What kind of changed your mind to deciding to leave the grocery store to eventually pursue your career in college?
One of my mentors, Willie Brinkley, he actually just shot me a message and was like, this school needs some, you know, some ball players there. I don't know how you feel about it. They're 6 hours away from home and I never heard of this school before. So I was like, all right, I'll go up there, I'll work out, I'll give it a shot. You know, what is it to lose? I'm already here working at a grocery store, so, I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Right. You took a chance, and you took a chance in life. That's what you call taking a chance in life. Let's talk about Rest College, the HBCU that you had, and it was in Holly Springs, Mississippi, correct?
Yes, sir. My first time hearing about Rest, like I said, was through my mentor, Willie Brinkley. I never knew anything about it. Even when I got there for the workout, I mean, it was like really kind of like middle of nowhere type deal. Small school, great community, you know, great atmosphere, great environment to be, you know, a small school, small HBCU. Everybody, you know, there is like loving and caring, family oriented. And just going up there working out, everybody made you feel at home. Like, I didn't feel like I missed a beat, you know, being at home. And it's just a great environment up that way.
Awesome. What was the kind of food they ate in Holly Springs? What's a good thing to eat if I was to go to Mississippi? I mean, I'm just curious, you know.
Well, honestly, we killed the calf. So, I mean, the calf Wednesday was the spot to go. Wednesday the calf was the spot to go because, you know, everybody loves chicken. So Wednesday. Fried wing Wednesday. I mean, everybody loved the chicken. I mean, we had some great cooks in there. But I mean, everything about the food was good. And then we had the little, you know, corner store. By it being a small town, the corner store had the little fried chicken and the little pizza spots and everything. Oh. You know, the little grab and go type deal. So
I mean,
the food was good. It's country. It's a little country town. So I mean, everybody can cook. So.
Right. And that's a good thing. I like to eat, so I like to go. Somebody got to be able to cook something.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of your mentors, tell me about your mentors that really carried you, made you the person you are today.
Oh, man, they're such blessed people in my lives. First one off top, man, like I said, I mentioned him earlier, Willie Brinkley, man. He took me under his wing when I was 12 years old. He had an organization in Dothan, Alabama, called Alabama USA, basically a youth enhancement alumni program, to where he's been to college and played ball. He is retired military, and he just built a program or organization in Dothan where he just really just give back to the community nonstop, regardless of how people treated him, how, you know, people try to down his program, try to badmouth his program, all that good stuff. He continued to push on. And by me being 12 years old and seeing the game of basketball, you know, in the city, I wanted to be involved. And he seen something in me that I didn't see in myself, which I will talk about that later with one of my other mentors. They all seen something in me, like just a leader, and a I guess a go-getter, a guy that's mindset, that's not like no other for to be a young kid, like just goal-oriented, heavy-driven, you know, all that good stuff. And he's unbelievable because he's an angel in disguise, man. Because like I said, at 12, he brought me in and he taught me the game that, you know, I knew the game coming in already, but at 12, you learn more than the basics and the fundamentals. You learn certain plays. You learn certain how to dissect different stuff on offense, how to, you know, break down on defense, and the more advanced stuff in the game of basketball at that point. But he's a retired military, Air Force. He actually threw me in the loop my first coaching gig. We was at Fort Ricker playing against some military kids up there. And I was just sitting down on the bench just to go for the ride. I knew I was too old to play at the time. So I just went for the ride. And he was like, you didn't come up here just for the ride. You know that, right? And I'm like, all right, man, where my jersey at there? And he was like, oh, no, you're not getting a jersey. He was like, you're coaching. I was like, coaching? Okay, so I was like, so what you want me to do? He was like, just put him in a 2-3 defense and just tell him to go here and there on offense. So long story short, we ended up getting beat by like 30, 35 points. So he was like, you got a gray hair now. No,
if you're right.
Like, oh, yeah, I got a so now. Oh, yeah. I was like, man, he's like, he asked me, he's like,
he got,
go ahead.
I said, that's what happened to me last in my first coaching debut ever. But the guys I got now, they're in college doing pretty successful. But when I did coach, when I was coaching at AU, I remember my first, I got my butt whipped. But from I learned a lot of stuff after that.
They got us good. We had some talented kids. It was just, honestly, I didn't know where a kid's supposed to go. I knew far as a player, you know, where I was supposed to go and how to dictate like that far as directing it on the court. But as a coach's point of view, you have to be able to put kids in certain positions to be successful. So that's why he wanted me to learn that early in the game. As a young coach, he wanted me to learn how to put kids in positions to be successful. And now that I mentioned that, It goes to where I am now, like as far as getting kids to be successful in life, not only on the basketball court, but more so if a kid's struggling with grades, I know how to point him in the right direction and point him to the right resources to be successful in the classroom, to be successful at home, or to be successful just walking down the street, period. Just the way you carry yourself, that can go a long way.
Right. That's what I was saying, like with basketball is like a working tool to help kids further themselves, because everybody is a player, but basketball can be a tool for everyday life. It can teach you a lot of things, whether it's football, basketball, soccer, whatever the sport is, you know, but I feel like the tools to help you in everyday life, for you to become a better man or a better woman, per se, if you coach women or whatever, you know, so... Speaking of, let's talk about Chris Cameron. Can you eventually went back to college, right? And you finished college and got some teachings every day from your mentor, Chris Cameron. You were telling me about.
Oh yeah. Coach Cam, man. Coach Cam is another one of my angels in disguise. He came down. I was 2 years out of school at this point. After coming back home from Rust. He came down to hold a workout at a middle school, at a local middle school, and he was coaching at Albany State. I believe it was his last year coaching at Albany State, if I'm not mistaken, Albany State University in Albany, Georgia. He came down to do a workout with a certain group of guys, and I actually just randomly heard about it, so I decided to go out there myself. He felt like that, you know, I wasn't ready for that Division II basketball college level, but more so as a teacher and I had the game mentally, but physically I didn't have the game to be, you know, what he was looking for on the court, and that kind of stuck with me, hence to where I am today. So, but later on down the line, Probably a couple of years later, he started this program, Cam Sports Academy. He started that, and he actually hit me up, me and a couple of friends, and called us, and it was like, come up, try out for our post-grad team, you know, and see, you know, if you guys, you know, want to play and, you know, try to jumpstart your careers again. So we went up there, you know, tried out, played against some guys up that way. Eventually, you know, we made the team and started playing, you know, that season. And Coach Cam, he put me in some tough situations just to see, you know, if I would crack, you know, or
right.
how I would respond to it. But I thank him for it because once again, you know, that's being in the shoes I am, you know, I'm in right now. So, you know, you're gonna deal with, you know, some trials and tribulations as a coach now, you know, as a mentor now. And he was just really preparing me, you know, for down the line. So that's Coach Cam. Another thing about Coach Cam is we're still rocking right now. Actually, we're actually gonna start putting together a Coaches Hoops Connect organization to where we're reaching out to strictly HBCU schools because a lot of kids get passed up. Well, a lot of HBCU schools don't really get a chance to recruit guys that the SECs or the ACCs or even the mid-majors and the NAIAs and Division IIs recruit. So we're going to try to start a recruiting database to where we're actually reaching out to straight HBCUs. And we plan to start that at the beginning of the year. So we're going to get that going. And hopefully that'll be a successful turnout for us. And Coach Cam, he's always doing something for as far as showcases and clinics and skills camps and all that stuff.
Where's he?
I'm just right. Go ahead.
Where's he at, Cam? Well, I mean, where's
the showcase? He originally is from Albany, Georgia, but I believe he lives in Atlanta. He teaches in Atlanta up there.
So it showcases me in Atlanta, right?
What was that?
It showcases me in Atlanta, right?
Oh, yeah. Showcases me in Atlanta. Well, we actually come together and we travel, you know, wherever people want us to come to. Like, we recently just did one here in Panama City. He's doing one in Hinesville, Georgia. Albany State, up that way, Albany, Georgia. He's doing one up there as well. Pensacola want us to come down there.
Okay.
Gulfport, Mississippi want us to come over that way. So I mean, he travels. We get around and travel because people can't always come to you. So if it means for us getting out and going, you know, to them, then we rather do that as well.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's broadening the recruitment file for the particular area that you're basically being attentive to. And that's the FBU schools systems. Intriguing, interesting. Speaking of that, since you're talking about communities, let's talk about your community involvement in Panama City and what you're trying to do in Panama.
Oh, yeah. A year ago, like when I very first got here, you know, just getting out watching my younger sister play at her high school, her local high school. I seen what's different about, you know, where I'm from, you know, in Panama, is the fan bases, as far as, you know, schools getting out supporting, just the town period, you know, helping these kids, you know, let them know that, you know, you're behind them 100%. And, that made me, realize, you know, that's when I called Coach Cam. And let him know, look, Coach, we can get something going here in Panama City to where these kids can actually, you know, believe in themselves, have somebody pushing them 100% behind them, letting them know that, look, it's a way out of Panama City if you just really grind and put your heart to it and your mindset to it and be determined. It's a way out.
Man, that's awesome. So what's your idea? What are you going to do to help Panama City
reach the horizon? Well, first, excuse me. At first, we got the junior NBA coming down. So junior NBA coming down in February the 23rd. The junior NBA, Mr. Keith Ivey, director under the junior NBA organization. Yeah, he's coming down, and we're gonna do a clinic. That's just one that taking off next year. For right now, I'm still, you know, training kids. We're actually gonna put together an impact student ministries. We're planning on doing impact and inspire student ministry. So just, you know, anybody that want to be involved from like the ages 6 through 18, we're going to try to put together scholarships for the seniors, different type of field trips and different type of stuff for, you know, the kids to do. Big brother, little brother programs, big sister, little sister programs. Just trying to give back in any way possible. And if anybody want to be a part, they can easily contact me via Facebook at Antonio Snell, Twitter _ Coach, you know, Snell 25, Instagram also is _ Coach Snell 25 as well. So if you want to, you know, just help out, get involved, all you got to do is just contact me, and I'm open ears, I'm open hearted to everything. I don't turn away any advice. I don't turn away anybody that want to give back to the community and to the youth.
Man, amazing. So what would you tell the next dream chasers, people that are trying to take your field? Because everybody in life has different careers, different approaches to their careers. Just like you're about your community down there, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in the country, they're about their community and they're doing the certain things and taking the necessary steps for their particular community. So what would be your advice to important people dealing with the community? Dream chasers, I call them.
For the dream chasers, the name speaks for itself, really. You gotta relentlessly chase your dream. You gotta take it head on. First, you have to be prayed up. You know, you have to have God wholeheartedly, because, you know, there's a lot of people that try to tear down your dreams. I've had it, you know, happen to me plenty of times. You know, even family members, close family members, you can't do this and you won't do that. I hope you don't be successful. I hope this fails. Like, these are actual things that's been said. Wow. Tell them to chase their dreams relentlessly, wholeheartedly, all out. Just don't give up. Don't ever give up. Do not ever give up. Go after it with everything you have. If it's something you really want to do, pray about it. You know, fast on it. Pray about it some more and make it happen. Get up, get out, and make it happen, because it can definitely happen.
Yeah, I agree. My conclusion to Broadmind Sports today with Antonio Snell, amazing dude, rock and roll. He's a perfect definition of persevering through all his obstacles, especially with starting with coaching. He's learning to coach. And what I'm going to say with you, the coach, you know, strategic, plan, everything. Everything is different. Like you said earlier about you being a player, it's a different game when you're a basketball player to transition into a coach, because everybody doesn't have the same mind. That's the beauty of coach, understanding the kid's mind and kind of figure out how they look at things. Always done it. Because every player, sometimes you got to be attentive to each player one-on-one differently. Just because one player understands one thing, the other player may not understand. So things are always about teaching and whatever fits the system. And at the same time, it does fit the system. What can make them better outside of you? It's always the bigger picture is making them better outside of you. After they leave you, what type of remark or mark you going to leave on the kids? And as well as it was going back and forth to college, you never gave up. That's inspiring, because fact, you never gave up. You kept, no matter what the obstacles, or even you just said right there in your family, saying certain things or whatever, you still managed to become the person you are. At the end of the day, no matter what nobody say or anybody say, it's all about what you're going to do. You the only person that can control whatever you got to do in life. No matter the obstacle,
yes, only
can control that.
Yes, sir.
With that, man, I'm just going to put it to you like this. Like I tell everybody on Raw Mind Sports, anything is possible if you put your mind to it. No matter what, stay your course. Only you know what you really know what it takes, because you the one have to live from within. And with God's perspective of guiding you, you just got to understand that.
Yep.
I appreciate you today. on my show, man.
Yes, sir. I just wanna give my brother, man. He told me to do this. I told him that I was gonna do this interview, and he told me to shout him out, my boy Brad Caldwell in Tallahassee. I know you're gonna be watching this soon, man. I told you that I'm gonna do it. I got you, my boy Brad Caldwell. I love you, man.
Don't, this will go everywhere, man. I mean, I'm putting it out there viral for whoever wants to watch this. Tell them to go look at Raw Mind Sports. Raw Mind Sports, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. Whatever you need to see, it is there. It's out there for you to see.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you today, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I'm going to talk to you, discussing in more detail how I can help your community. I'm all about helping everybody's community, not just mine, everybody. Because as a world, instead of deterring people apart, I'm proud of what you're doing out there, man. You keep up the good work.
I appreciate it.
For today, folks, y'all have a nice night.